So what I'd like to do, you know, we know all of what I just listed off, and then we know what happened when the Museum Association took possession and turned it into a museum.
And that was
in the
1960s.
But we're missing. We have a gap. And it's important to, you know, get these things gathered up, the history of this time period, before the memories are lost.
Mm-hmm.
So I am gathering memories of the forgotten years.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm asking is, anyone out there who has memories of the house, I've talked to people over the years who lived there when they were children, people who visited, you know, because they had friends or relatives that lived there. Mm-hmm. I've talked to other people. There's one lady who grew up in the house. She's great about sharing her memories.
Wow.
And then also, you know, in the later years, I've had people share the stories with me of, let's say, exploring the house without permission when it was abandoned. It was empty.
Uh-huh.
The house actually, you know, like I said, it served as a rental property for many years. Mm-hmm. The way that it was explained to me by one of the heirs was, you know, eventually, you know, it just became very run down.
Mm-hmm.
It really wasn't economically feasible to put any more money into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the, you know, they couldn't sell the house because it was a part of the trust.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing said they couldn't tear it down. So mm-hmm. the paperwork had actually been completed mm-hmm. to demolish the home.
Okay.
But then at the last minute, you know, someone came up with a better plan mm-hmm. and it became a museum.